It's called Strangest Fruit, and it's at Art Pace. It owes its concept from the Abel Meeropol poem Strange Fruit, which was penned about seeing lynched black people hanging from southern trees.
There's an even deeper and darker side to an already sinister period of American history, something that we haven't been told.
The dark side? Several thousand Hispanics and Mexicans were also lynched in the early part of the 20th century. But these events are generally not known, not talked about.
This erased history, you know, I think as an artist, this is something that I tend to gravitate towards in my own work.
Valdez takes an interesting tack in telling this erased history through his art. The subjects for his paintings aren't from the era when they happened.
The faces that I depict are always somebody that I know, somebody I have a personal connection with, whether it's friends or family.
To get a realistic image, Valdez rigged a noose, and a bodybuilder assistant would, one by one, hoist these modern-dressed models by their necks.
I would photograph as quick as I could, and we would release them, let them catch their breath, and then repeat it until I found the photo that I needed.
The result is a series of paintings of contemporary young people seemingly suspended in air. The noose isn't shown, and they hang over a white background. Is this whole thing, is this kind of a slap in the face to people that come see him?
Not at all. No way. We are all connected. In the end, this is what remains. This is what's most important.
For more on Strangest Fruit at Art Pace and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.